Wow, high drama at the very end. I think it was Kevin McGinnigan got the goal. That's what we called it in commentary. Were we right or wrong?
I know, that's what I didn't know. I hadn't a clue myself about it, but they were saying there afterwards it was Kevin that finished it right now. So, look, we got out of jail. Big time. We were really, really poor in the second half. So, just delighted to get over the line. Absolutely delighted. But we've got an awful lot of work to do in the next 2 weeks now to have any chance against Glenn.
Did you think something was going to come of that ball that Anthony Thompson had lumped on?
You hope. That's really all is at that stage. It's hitting hope. It's not that there's nothing in her history. There's nothing you think that we might get something off this year. You're praying and hoping that he gets something off it, and today it fell for us. Look at it, it was, even going back last year, we were on the receiving end of the exact same thing last year against Carrigan. We were 3-0 with time up, and we conceded off a goal off of the exact same thing. So look at the roles are reversed this time around. We're on the right end of it.
Yeah. Looking at half time, you're leading by 4-1, 5-4. Three unanswered scores in the closing minutes of the first half, and one of them was a big one from Leo, and it was a bit of a crafty chip from Leo which put you in the driving seat at that stage.
Yeah, I think the keeper came out dry ball that stage, and now I look at Leo, I think he knew who he was at right at that stage. He did chip him, so it was lovely finishing it. Put us in a good place at half time. But when you look at Gowan, I've been in that situation so many times this year. They've come from 5 points down, 6 points down. So we knew at half time that game was far from over. But a 4-point lead didn't mean much against them because they can get a goal out of nothing. And they were brilliant in the second half. They caused a serious problems around the second half. So we're very lucky to get over.
Mike, just not click in the second half, do you feel?
I think they just put a really good press on us, and we struggled to get out, and they were really hungry, Gowan. And it was all over the field. They're very athletic, and they were up for it. They played really well in the second half, and I think you have to put a lot of it down to how they performed as much as us.
Yeah. As you say, then, a bit of work now to do ahead of the next day against Glenn. Do you feel that you're going to have to get a lot more out of the boys than what you have done for the entire year if you can take on the current champions?
Oh, without doubt. It goes without saying. Look at Glenn, they're the Ulster champions. They're one of the best teams in Ireland, never mind Ulster. So, look, at they'll not watching that day. I don't think they'll have too many sleepless nights worrying about us over the next 2 weeks. But, look, at that was a big regret last year after we lost Carrigan. We were looking at watching Carrigan and Glenn and just wondering. You always watch the best teams and wonder how you do against them. So look, we have that opportunity now, so we'll work hard for the next 2 weeks, and we'll see how we go against them.
Yeah. One is always special, looking at the supporters and the players mixing here. You have to enjoy the ones, Martin.
Yeah, and I've always said that. That's the really thing I love about the Ulster runs is the crowd that comes with us to all the games, and they'll be here, and it'll be hard to get them off this field because they enjoy being with the players and the players enjoy being with them. So it's a lovely time, and it is something about the Ulster run that's special. So it is.